This episode of Enough is brought to you by DocuSign. DocuSign is the easiest and most secure way to add signatures to a document digitally, no matter where you are. It's used in over 180 countries with over more than 20 million users. With DocuSign, you can upload documents like Word documents, Excel, PDF, and many more. You can upload them straight to DocuSign from your hard drive or from cloud services like Dropbox and Google Docs, and many more as well of them too. All you do is, like, say you need a contract for somebody to sign. You upload it to DocuSign. Then what you'll do is you'll mark out digitally with sign here labels exactly where you need people to sign, and you can mark out things like where you need them to print their name, address, add initials and stuff like that. And then all in DocuSign, you choose who you need to send it to. It's sent out to them by email. They receive it. They are then walked through step by step every part of the document to make sure that no signatures are missed. And then once it's all completed, it gets sent back to you. Simple. DocuSign is completely secure. Everything's encrypted, and it's absolutely legally binding. People sign house completion documents using DocuSign. It really is an amazing tool. They have fantastic iPhone, iPad, and Android applications, so you can access, sign, and send your documents from wherever you are on the go. They have a bunch of plan options for different business sectors, group sizes, and they break this all down clearly on their website. I want you to try out DocuSign. They allow you to sign anytime, any place, and on any device. It's totally safe, secure, and legally binding. You can sign up for a 30-day free trial that also helps support the network by going to DocuSign, that's DocuSign.com/70decibels. Thank you very much to them for sponsoring.
Hey there, Michael.
Hey, Pat.
How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
All right. You seem kind of mellow today, man.
I've had the day off work. I'm currently off work. I'm on a two-week break. So maybe I've just chilled.
Yeah.
Probably just chilled. I mean, because usually at this time, you know, I've run home. I've wolfed some food down. And, you know, getting ready for the show. But, I mean, I haven't really done much today. I went for a leisurely walk earlier.
Nice.
For a couple of miles, and spent some time watching some of the Olympics, and watched a movie earlier, and played some video games.
Nice.
So it's been a much calmer day than usual. So
heck, I need one of those. I haven't had one of those in weeks.
Yeah, I've got 2 weeks off. I'm off all of next week. Stephen Hackett's going to be filling in for me for a couple of episodes on this show, and he's going to be taking over my hosting duties across the network again.
Glorious. Are you going any place fun, or are you just maxing and relaxing?
No, I'm going to Scotland.
Oh, good old Scotland.
Yeah, my younger brother lives there in Glasgow, and we're going to pop over to Edinburgh because the festival's on at the moment. See what's cracking down
famous,
there.
Famous Edinburgh festival, right?
Yep.
Very cool.
Looking forward to it.
Well, this will be a relatively short show, I think.
Okay.
Because really, what I want to talk about mainly is a recent epiphany I had. As anyone who's been reading the writing I've been doing lately, or you know, listened to like the last or the episode before last of the podcast, they know that I've been just doing a metric ton of thinking in whatever free time I have about email. And about email, about how to make it better. I mean, so much so that I've like opened up I have an entire notebook now dedicated to my thoughts on email, how to improve it, you know, wireframing and things like that that I'm doing to try to figure out what I would love to see in my ultimate email client. Because without, you know, playing into this idea that I'm some sort of, known internet guy, it just does so happen that sometimes when I talk about these things enough, that people out there with skills to make these things get tired of hearing me talk about them, or they see a way to take my idea and make a ton of money off of it. Which is just fine with me, and I welcome that. And I'll be the first one in line to pay, trust me. And they build this stuff, right? Like, remember, I don't know if I talked about it on a podcast, but a while back I talked about, calendaring and Mark,
about it on the show.
That whole thing. Marco Arment had posted something about calendars not working and the way that he wished them to, and Ben Brooks weighed in on it with a couple of posts or that sort of thing. And then I linked to those and weighed in on it myself, right? Well, and this is kind of a teaser for folks. Somebody built that. Somebody built the thing that I said somebody should go out and build this. It's todaycalendarapp.com. And if you go, I'll link to it in the show notes. If you go to todaycalendarapp.com, someone built a calendar app that gives you, like, today in great detail, the next 2 to 3 days in kind of less detail, and then the ability to see, the few weeks, or few days, and then you can expand that out, over and over as much as you want, in more and more detail.
Looks nice. The UI's good.
Mm-hmm.
Looks good.
Yeah. I actually consulted the entire thing. I mean, the whole time he wrote me. He said, "Yeah, I like this idea. I think I'm going to build it." I'm like, "Okay, And all the way through, every now and then, he'd shoot me an email and say, "Here's a screenshot. What do you think?" Or "Here's what I'm thinking that how this should work. What do you think about that?" And I kibitz back and forth. And I told him where I thought I mean, there were at least a couple of times during that process I'm like, "No, go back and read these original posts."
Too many features.
You need to go back and read this to see what I'm looking for here. And he built it. And I've got a copy. I think I'm one of the few people with one. And it's fantastic. Highly recommend it. It will not be out by the time this comes out, I don't think. But it will be out soon after. So just keep an eye out there.
I want this app. It looks good.
Yeah. It's very nice. Oh, and by the way, the kind of book-like skeuomorphic thing going on, that's an option. You can turn that off.
I think it looks good, though.
With the screen. Sure.
I think it's not too much. It's not too much, I don't think.
Oh, I don't think so. I think it's enough. All right. So I talk about email a lot, talking about it a lot, because I'm hoping somebody will go out there and build that thing. And then when somebody contacts me, they said, "You know what? I think you have a great idea. I think I'm going to build that." I'll send them my notebook and say, "Here, take any of the ideas in here and use them to your heart's content for free." That's a hint to all of our listeners. If you know anyone who wants to build the perfect email client, have them get in touch with me. So let's talk about, though, email kind of – there's lots of changes that we can make right now to make, I think, email a lot better. And one of the beauties of me opening up this topic is that I've been getting a lot of email from folks in my inbox about this topic of email. Are you following? And, we've gone back and forth and back and forth, and I've really enjoyed the conversations and kind of the viewpoints that people have brought up and such. But one thing in particular stood out. I got a message from Sam Johnstone, and it was about a number of things and largely in agreement with what I was saying. But he said something in a bullet point in there that just, for whatever reason, just kind of blew my mind open. And I don't know why. But sometimes the smallest things do that. And it had to do with email signatures. And here's what he said. He said, "The auto signatures add bulk, clutter, and a personal detachment to the process. When you write 'sincerely me,' in quotes, it shouldn't read 'sincerely me sent from my iPhone on the AT&T network,' or anything else that doesn't absolutely need to be part of the message." Right.
Can I interject with my opinion on that?
Sure. Your thoughts. I think, I would love it.
I think why it's important. So, for some people, consider it important to say sent from my iPhone, because it makes any spelling mistake acceptable in an important email, because autocorrect may have jumped in or you're quickly responding to it on your phone. It also adds potentially for some people, depending on how you know them, like a level of understanding what your response will be like, or like in that email thread, or time-wise. So for example, if you've received an email from someone that says sent from my iPhone, and it's really short, well then you'll know why, because they're on the go, so you know they're replying to you quickly. And then it might also set the expectation for if you would likely receive an email within a certain period of time. So like if you never get any email that says sent from my iPhone, well then you expect that person maybe to only respond to you in office hours. You know, I just think that there can be good uses for that sort of stuff.
Okay, fair enough. I don't agree with you, but I respect your opinion.
But that's all I ask.
Yeah. Because here's why I don't agree with you.
Okay.
Or I should say not necessarily don't agree with you, but don't necessarily agree with that behavior or that choice, right?
Mm-hmm.
You should care equally about all of your communication, no matter where it comes from.
But we can't all be thumb typing ninjas like you.
And that's not what I'm asking for. What I am saying is we should care equally about the level of our communication, ensuring that it is proper regardless of context. No matter what.
Right.
So whether I'm on my iPhone or on my iPad or on my computer or whatever, I should care and have enough care about the time of the person receiving that email and have enough care with how I look as the person who sent it that I make sure to get to reply with a level of care and attention and detail, regardless of what device I use to do so. I'm just saying.
No, I understand that. I totally understand that.
And I guess, and so for me, that's my opinion on it. But for whatever reason, there were two words out of that little paragraph bullet point thing that he wrote that just stuck out to me, which was, and it stuck out to me in the sense of enough, right? And that is sincerely me. Ending an email that way.
Right.
There's something about that that was just so simple, right? That even the me is about the idea of enough. You see in the from line, when you get the email, who it's from.
That's
by
like-
saying me. You know who that is.
I think that that is something that has carried over from postal communication that is mm-hmm. kind of unnecessary.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
That's why we do it. Like, and even addressing it, you know, mm-hmm. like saying, Pat, well, you know,
mm-hmm.
I know it's yeah. you. You know it's you.
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, and I would say that more often than not, we tend to leave off the salutation. Right. We more often than not, at least I know I do this when I reply to an email, especially I leave off the, you know, hi, Michael, or, you know, dear Michael, or hello. You know, I leave off the salutation.
Yeah. Right. It's just, I go straight to the body. Right. And if I'm leaving off the salutation for similar reasons, sincerely me works well. And so after reading that and having it just kind of resonate with me so much, I actually went in, you know, because my email signature, if anyone's ever gotten an email from me before, included my name, that I'm a writer and an author, that I've got these two books, that I've got, you know, here's my, you know, websites and all this stuff, right? And basically, I had little mini advertisements at the end of all of my emails. Why?
I have mine say Mike Hurley, and then have at iMike. That's my email signature. I don't have anything else.
Yeah.
And that's similar, unless you come to my corporate world one, where it's
where you have, like, you know,
regulated by XYZ. You know, remember to be kind to the environment. Don't print this email. if you didn't put that in there and somebody wanted to print it, they'd be saving a lot of paper because the amount is. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, I think the clearly, there are those people that work in environments where they have to have that stuff, right?
Yeah.
As a bank or as a lawyer, or as, you know, a lot of times you have to have that stuff for compliance reasons and other reasons, right? It's required or whatnot. And I completely get that. I understand. No shame in that game. Mm-hmm. What I am saying is that perhaps, for our personal email, for email that we're sending to friends, perhaps just saying "sincerely me" is enough.
Do you know? I mentioned something. This is a slight aside, but I must remember. I'm going to put it in our little planning document. So, I spoke about my corporate world. Now I'm getting ready to change my position in the corporate world.
Yeah.
So when I do that, I want to talk about what I'm currently doing. Because I've never spoken about my job, and there are reasons for that that you will understand. I'm not a secret super spy, as some people have assumed. No, but I want to talk about it. I want to talk about some of the problems that come up doing the sort of thing that I've done, because I think it actually might help some people, and then talk a little bit about what I'm going to do. Are you happy with that?
Oh, I'm perfectly happy with that. That'd be a great show.
So I can talk about that, I think, in early September. So I know it's a few weeks away, but I want to make sure that I've left that position. I'm working for the same company, but there's less risk in what I'm going in to do than what I am doing. So,
yeah,
I'll get to talk about that finally.
Yeah, yeah, very cool. Well, and I think that just to wrap this up, I'm not saying that you should do this or you should do that or you should do the other thing. All I'm saying is that for whatever reason, the simplicity of just ending with "sincerely, comma, me," period, I thought was just wonderful. Wonderful and quaint and enough. And I've changed all of my email, my personal email signatures to that, not my business one, because that, like you said, a whole nother ball of wax, right? In my business signature, I have, for instance, little thing at the end that says, is this an emergency? Need to get in touch with me right away? Click here with a link to my Awayfind contact form, right? I have my phone number as part of my business email signature, right? Mm-hmm. I have my website address as part of my email business signature. The reason? Well, because I actually have a scheduler on my website, and people click through to there, they can schedule an appointment with me through that scheduler. And my phone number, in case they get a reply back from them, they just want to give me a call with further explanation or for whatever reason, right? I'm dealing with clients, and oftentimes those clients are calling me because they have an immediate need and need to get in touch with me quickly. And so it makes sense to have that kind of email signature so that they're always reminded of the ways in which to do so. So even there, I obviously don't feel like I can get away with "sincerely me" yet. I'm just saying, even these small details matter.
Mm-hmm.
And that perhaps we should do a better job of considering them regularly, looking at this and saying, could I make this better? Could I make this easier? Could I make this more clear? Could I save time for myself or for somebody else by doing things this way or doing things that way? And I think that by examining those things and continuing to be mindful and revisiting those things on a regular basis will allow us to get to a point where we no longer have to visit them again, because we know we would have made the right choice the first time. So I think that's all I have to say on that.
Cool.
All right, cool. Well, we will chat later, my friend.
We will. Cheers.
Cheers.